As Governor Phil Scott ponders the future of the marijuana legalization bill, both supporters and opponents of the legislation are calling the governor's office, hoping to influence his decision. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Both sides are still actively working on this issue because this is a case where the governor hasn't made up his mind and feels that he needs to read the details of the bill before making a decision. The legislation adopts the approach favored in the House that allows individuals to possess up to an ounce of marijuana and grow several plants. Meanwhile, the Senate strongly supported a full state regulatory system that includes retail stores and the taxation of marijuana. This compromise bill legalizes personal possession in July of 2018, and it creates a commission that will study the Senate's regulatory option. The panel will report back to lawmakers in November. Any of the commission's recommendations would be subject to further legislative approval. Rebecca Kelly is the governor's communications director. She says opponents and supporters have been busy in the last week.
It is something that we're getting calls on. It is something that advocates have certainly been putting out the word.
And Kelly says the governor will consider many points of view before making a decision.
What he learns from others and what he hears from others is always something that's a factor he considers, and ultimately he'll make the decision on what he thinks is the best path forward for Vermont.
The governor has three options. He could sign it, he could veto it, or he could let it become law without his signature. The governor's office hasn't formally received the bill yet. That's because the legislation is working its way through the proofreading process at the State House, which can take a week or more. When the governor does get the bill, he'll have 5 days to make a decision. In a recent appearance on Vermont Edition, Scott made it very clear that he hasn't made up his mind. He made comments that indicated he might sign the bill.
I have this libertarian streak in me that says you should be able to do whatever you want in your own home as long as it doesn't create any harm for others. So maybe it's Yankee independence, maybe it's the libertarian streak, but I get that part.
Scott also made comments that indicated he might veto the legislation. That's because he believes the recommendations of the special commission will definitely lead to a state regulatory system. And that's something that he's not sure Vermont is ready for at this time.
It's clear that we're not just studying it, we're going to do it from their perspective. I just believe that there are other ways that we can do this. Again, I think it's a big deal. We've got to get this right, and we should take the time to do so.
Scott's third option is to let the bill become law without his signature. This would be a signal that he's not enthusiastic about the legislation, but he doesn't dislike it enough to veto it.
I can't put my head in the sand. It's going to happen at some point. Massachusetts and Maine have both determined that they're going to legalize. Canada is talking about this as well. So we're going to have to determine some of those issues before too long.
No matter what Scott decides to do, he says he'll work to establish a regional approach to develop a marijuana driver impairment system.
I've actually reached out to the Northeast governors and provinces to try and determine a level of impairment, a way to measure impairment as well. So I'm saying, regardless of what happens with this bill, I'm still going to continue down that path of trying to do what we can.
It could be a couple of weeks before Vermonters learn which path Scott is going to take with this bill. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.